celebrity endorsements, not political endorsements, but just like endorsements for products and stuff. And we got a whole bunch of them here. If you want to jump in, who was your favorite celebrity endorsement, the products that that are most memorable in that world of celebrity endorsement? 312-981-7200. First one listed here is Michael Jordan. Now, Michael Jordan, here it says, his Airness Michael Jordan has been partnered with Nike since 1984 when the first Air Jordans rolled off the assembly lines. The shoe now has 33 editions and numerous re-releases and redesigns with different colors. More importantly, Jordan's affiliation with Nike launched his own spin-off brand, Jordan Brand, which until recently was the number two best-selling sneaker company in America. So who, Dan, who is it that has every Air Jordan? Is it Drake? No, it's not Drake.
I wouldn't be surprised if he did. I think he is a Jumpman spokesman.
Yeah.
So.
I just remember like hearing something about this guy has the biggest collection of Air Jordans of anybody, and I think he's somebody from the hip hop community, and I'm leaning towards it being Drake, but I'm not positive. So, well, you know, I'm looking at this article here about the notable celebrity endorsements, and again, jump in here with your products and your favorite celebrity endorsers. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. No mention of Hanes here.
Hmm.
And he still is he's still on those Hanes commercials, right?
Yes, he is.
And those are the ones where like the commercials that he did were like the tagless shirts, right? Like,
right.
Yeah. Remember when Michael Jordan had that weird mustache?
Yes, he sometimes still grows it.
Does he still? Yeah. I don't understand why. I don't understand that. And he's got him in some of those Hanes commercials. Mm-hmm. He's got that stupid mustache, and it's just like it's totally distracting. It's like, no, you don't. That's just not. It's not the kind of mustache you want to grow. You know, it doesn't look right. You shouldn't. It brings up bad memories. And I'm not talking about Charlie Chaplin. That's not what pops into my head when I see that mustache. But yeah, no mention of Hanes here. And he's what else? McDonald's
was McDonald's, Gatorade.
Oh yeah, Gatorade. Well, he's been all over the place. He was an endorser of many products.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what was
Nike, obviously, with the famous, you know, Republicans buy shoes, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, was him and Larry Bird, right? When they played horse?
Shoot. Yeah.
When they were playing horse off the ballot, off this blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And that was for McDonald's?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you remember the McJordan?
I do remember the McJordan. Did you ever have to serve the McJordan? Was that part
no.
of your tenure?
Oh, no. No.
I don't know.
The McJordan was like the early 90s. I was well
I
out of.
Realize it was, I didn't realize it was the early 90s.
Yeah, it was like right around when they started winning championships.
My favorite Bulls tie in, though, was the cups that would change colors. Dennis Rodman's hair color when you filled it with cold liquid.
I don't remember that.
You don't.
Was that a McDonald's tie in?
Yeah, it was during the championship run, and they put out special commemorative cups. And
his hair would change color?
His change would cut out, you know, after you put the liquid in there. That was, of course, excluding the whole traffic jam he created with the building along the Kennedy.
Oh, that's right.
Right. And they put the top of his head just off the roof so they could change his hair color.
Yeah. I totally forgot about that. That's a WinTrust now, isn't it? Is that what's on that building? What's on that building now?
It's definitely a bank.
We pass it every night. I remember when it caused all the traffic jams. Yeah. Oh boy, 90s Bulls with the worm. Yeah. No, but the McJordan was a damn delicacy, if I remember correctly. I enjoyed the McJordan very much. It was that's right with because didn't somebody have like the leftover McJordan barbecue
right,
sauce?
They bought like sold for like $33,000 on eBay or something.
So it was basically like a quarter pounder with cheese, barbecue sauce, and I want to say was it like grilled onions maybe or sauteed onions? I just remember you know what the difference was, Dan? As far as I'm concerned, it was a quarter pounder. If I remember correctly, it was that cheddar cheese sauce. So it was, you know, how that melted, that processed, you know, like Philly cheese stuff, like the Philly cheesesteak. That kind of sauce. But it was popular. I remember it was popular in 91 after they had won their first championship. Because I was dating Leslie Presley at the time, and I remember having my first McJordan with Leslie Presley.
Quarter pounder burger with bacon and special barbecue sauce named after.
Oh, bacon.
Yeah.
Okay, so no cheese. All right. I just remembered it wrong.
Apparently, they also did it as a big 33 for Larry Bird in Boston.
So it was the same thing.
It was the same thing.
Same thing, but it was, like, you know, and by the way, that if it was also when I went to Ireland, we were in Dublin and it was like our first couple of nights there, and we were walking down Grafton and there's a McDonald's on Grafton, and you know, you don't go to other countries to go to McDonald's, but we did because they had burgers representing different American cities. And so they had a Chicago burger, and we were like, well, we have to go and try it. And it was that. It was like barbecue sauce and bacon on a quarter pounder cheeseburger. It was pretty much that. And it doesn't represent Chicago in any way, shape, or form. I was like, what the hell is this? This is like, it's like a barbecue bacon cheeseburger, and this is the Chicago burger? I wanted to explain it to management, but they were just like, we don't care, you know? But I was like, I'm from Chicago. You guys don't know what's going on. You're Irish and you live in Dublin. I don't want you to think that this is what represents Chicago. I don't want anybody from Dublin to come to Chicago, order a burger, and think that that's what they're going to get. That represents Chicago in some way. Because it doesn't. At all. But that was the only reason we went to the McDonald's. Was because of that. So. All right, another celebrity endorsement here. Because with Michael Jordan, he needed to endorse more things. So, another celebrity endorser here before we take a break. Danica Patrick. When Danica Patrick first emerged on the auto racing scene, she was something of a novelty, and that's exactly what appealed to the website domain brokers at GoDaddy. They teamed up with Patrick in 2006, and the relationship lasted nearly a decade in a nod to professional symmetry. Patrick joined forces with GoDaddy again for the final races of her career at the Daytona 500 and the Indy 500 this past year. Hey, remember when GoDaddy had those Super Bowl commercials with her, and then you'd have to see the rest of them online, right? Weren't they all they were all racy? Well,
right.
no pun intended, but they were all sort of sexy, racy kind of thing,
right?
Yeah, GoDaddy. GoDaddy didn't have the talking baby. No, that's E-Trade, right? E-Trade had the talking baby?
Correct. E-Trade had the talking babies.
Yeah. I'm just, now I'm getting lost on a tangent of Super Bowl commercials. But anyway, all right, more celebrity endorsements. What products did you enjoy that were endorsed by celebrities? 312-981-7200. We're going to break here for Some Weather. That's one of my favorite songs from one of my favorite albums of all time. Lulu requesting some Tears for Fears, Sowing the Seeds of Love. Well, Card Wednesday year! 312-981-7200 is the phone number. I remember when that album came out, Dan. I played it all the time. And it got to the point where somebody got into my car. It was in my tape deck, because it was in my tape deck like for, I don't know, 5 months straight. Get in the car, and somebody would go, please, please, don't play this album again, please. And I'd be like, shut up, you're in my vehicle, and you will listen to Sowing the Seeds of Love, and you will like it. Now shut your mouth and enjoy. Then I'd get punched in the mouth. But no, that was it, because I'm one of these people that, you know, when I like an album, I will play the hell out of it. I mean, I will play it. Oh, I will wear it out. And Seeds of Love, the Tears for Fears album, is way near the top of the list of one of the most quickly worn out albums that I ever had. I adore that record. So, all right, Steve Grzanich is coming up at 5 o'clock with the opening bell, and coming up soon, here are the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. All right, we are talking about some of our favorite celebrity endorsements of products. 312-981-7200. Hey, Dan, you know what's one of the weirdest ones now that's out there?
What's that?
Is the Ray Liotta
Chantix.
Chantix. Yeah, the Chantix. He just looks... Doesn't he look like he's stoned?
He definitely has an odd look about him, especially when he's reading the script and laughing for some reason. That part of it particularly sticks out to me.
I remember the first time I saw it, I was like, this is really weird. Like, Ray Liotta is acting weird here. And, it just... That's the one now that's... That one's a little distracting. I have to say, you know... I don't know if it's really good, because we all know Ray Liotta. We've seen Ray Liotta. Ray Liotta doesn't always kind of look like that, and he certainly doesn't always act like that. If you remember Ray Liotta from many of the motion pictures that he's been in. But I think it's a bad advertisement for the product, because I when I watch it, I think, man, I'm not going to take that stuff if it turned Ray Liotta into a zombie. Because I guess if you take Chantix, you turn into a Ray Liotta zombie. I don't want that. They didn't list it as one of the side effects, though. Every other side effect, you know, leading up and including death, is listed, but it doesn't say you may become a Ray Liotta zombie. Yeah, he looks like, you know what he looks like in that commercial. He looks like somebody who would enjoy pocket meat. That's
so the everyman.
The everyman. All right, how about 50 Cent? Curtis Jackson, also known as 50 Cent, was picked to shill for Vitamin Water when the company saw him holding a bottle in a photo. In 2004, Jackson signed a deal with Vitamin Water's parent company, which landed him a minority stake in the business. That ownership percentage converted into major cash. Estimates put it at close to $100 million when Coca-Cola purchased the company for $4.1 billion. $100 million he made for Vitamin Water. Wow. That's pretty good, man. He's set. That's a lot more than 50
well,
Cent.
You know, and it's funny you mention that, because during the Bitcoin craze, there was a story about how he did a concert and he got paid in Bitcoin, or he did an album and he got paid in Bitcoin, and then he forgot about it. And when the craze hit, he made $7 million off of it. I just love the fact he's like the accidental spokesperson. He happened to have a bottle of vitamin water in his hand during commercials.
Right.
And he did this.
Yeah. He happened to have a
Bitcoin.
Bottle of water. Well, you know what? The guy was shot a bunch of times. Good for him. You know? He survived being shot a bunch of times. Let him earn $100 million for holding the vitamin water in his hand. Is he drinking vitamin water in the club video? Because I know he's like on a treadmill.
He is not drinking vitamin
he's
water.
He's just regular water on the...
I don't think he's consuming any water.
Oh,
that would
okay.
Take away from the optics.
I thought he was on the treadmill. Isn't he on the treadmill?
Oh, no, he's on the treadmill.
Right? And he's all hooked up, right?
Yep.
Isn't he like... Is he hanging upside down in that video, too?
And he's doing pull-ups, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Why do
right,
I know
sorry,
that video?
Sit-ups.
Sit-ups. Why do I know that video?
Because it was everywhere.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. It's your birthday. Alex Trebek. How about this one? Alex Trebek spends most of his days moderating trivia hijinks over... Really? Is that what it is? Jeopardy is trivia hijinks? Because that makes it sound like, yeah, hey, crazy. Yeah, Jeopardy. What is it, hijinks? I'm sure Trebek would not enjoy Jeopardy being called trivia hijinks. But he also appears in some commercial breaks for Colonial Penn Life Insurance. Yes, oh, that's right, Colonial Penn. Trebek has also been a spokesman for... He's been a spokesman for the company since 1998, and he also endorsed DirecTV, Emerald Downs Racetrack, and the National Fluid Milk Processor Promotion Board. The hell does that mean? What is that?
And when I saw it, I figured you would just know what that
is. I was going to say, how come I'm not on this board? What? The National Fluid Milk Processor Promotion Board. Wow. All right, I have no idea what that is. Alex Trebek and his trivia hijinks.
They might be the gut milk people.
Oh, is that what it is? All right. Well, he's got a mustache. He doesn't, you know. The got milk thing was all about milk mustaches. Yeah. All right. How about this? 847 area code says, Fram oil filter with Muhammad Ali. I don't remember. Why don't I remember that? I don't remember the Fram oil filter with Muhammad Ali. Keith in Kansas, Robert Conrad with a battery on his shoulder, daring you to knock it off. I thought that was hilarious. Yeah, was that Duracell or was it Eveready? He put, I think it was it Duracell? I can't remember, but he put a battery on his shoulder. He's like, I dare you to knock it off.
Duracell.
It was Duracell, all right.
Oh, I'm sorry, Eveready.
Oh, it's Eveready, okay.
I dare you to knock this off. I dare you to compare anybody's batteries, anybody, with alkaline power cells. I'm trying to beat them for long life. You know what? You can't. The things that really eat up energy, like calculators and cassettes, you can't buy a longer-lasting, all-purpose power system than gold, red, and black alkaline power cells from Eveready. Come on. I dare you.
Yeah, because you know how much power those calculators consume. Chicago's own Robert Conrad from right here in Chicago. 331 area code says, how about Carl Malden for American Express? So, yeah, don't leave home without it. Or my nose. 773 area code says, Ron Palillo in the 70s for Just Pants. What? The store Just Pants? Like the Just Pants clothing store that you would see in the mall? They had Horseshack? Wow. Horseshack selling pants. Gary Berghoff for Krakow CB Radios. Those were two awesome retro 70s endorsements, Gary Berghoff. Well, you know why? Because he played radar. He was on the radio always trying to contact people all the time. That's why it's a natural choice, Gary Berghoff for CB Radios. But Ron Palillo for Just Pants. All right. Okay. How about J.K. Simmons? We are farmers. Bum, ba dum, bum, 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 bum. Those are actually pretty funny commercials. J.K. Simmons. My dad. It's the guy from Whiplash. Oh, man. Okay. How about this? Sofia Vergara. Modern Family star Sofia Vergara has been a popular celebrity spokesperson for years, and she claims to have used Head & Shoulders for the past two decades. Yeah, she's got another one, though, right? Doesn't she have, now she's got a fashion line, or doesn't she have perfume or something?
I don't know about that, but she has the coffee maker. I know that one for sure.
Oh, right, right. Yeah. She's also all over. How about George Clooney with the Nespresso? Have you seen the latest one where he's dressed in armor?
Did see that one, yeah.
I don't understand those commercials. Wonder how much money Clooney's making for that. You know? You got to be making a pretty penny, you know?
Or he's like an investor in the company. That was what I thought it might be.
Yeah. I mean, the guy doesn't need it. The guy's not hurting. All right, we have to take a break here. That tone means I'm late and we have to go to news, which is next. Nicolette Larson with A Lot of Love.
Love it.
You love that song?
Forgot about that song.
That was a big one. That was a big hit. Philip requested that one on Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, that was big. Like, I want to say 78, 79, something around that.
So I was like 7 when I loved that song?
Yeah, I guess you were, yeah. it is Wild Card Wednesday. Any artist, any song, anything. Yeah. 312-981-7200. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios. We're here till 5 a.m. We're talking about classic celebrity endorsements of products and some of the more memorable ones. How about Matthew McConaughey? You guys ever hear him? Dan, you ever hear him?
No, not like
that's
every day.
What I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age.
Yes, they do.
Let me tell you this. The older you do get, the more rules are going to try to get you to follow. You just got to keep living, man. L-I-V-I-N.
That's right. Endorsements often work best when they fit the personality of the celebrity, and that proves to be the case with Matthew McConaughey and the Lincoln Motor Company. Yeah, those commercials are weird, man. Have you seen the one where he's on a ferry and he's looking through his journal where he was drawing stuff?
Oh, no.
And there's a callback. You remember the one where he's driving and there's a, oh, no, man, I'm not going to hit the buffalo.
Oh,
remember
that's
there's
my favorite. Yeah, the buffalo just in the middle of the road.
They stare down at each other like Matthew McConaughey looking at, oh, man, I better go around the buffalo. That's not going to work out, man. Well, now there's a callback to that in the one where he's on the ferry. He's talking to himself. He's like, don't mistake. Oh, I can't remember what it is. For weakness or something like, don't mistake being quiet for weakness. And he's looking through his like journal, I guess, that he's been keeping track of as he's driving his Lincoln, wherever the hell he's driving it. And he's got a drawing. He drew the buffalo. Like there's a sketch inside his sketchbook. There's like a sketch of the buffalo. Yeah. I can't remember what he actually says in it, but it's just weird sort of, you know, like True Detective, you know, at this point is like a documentary, I think. You know, like the stuff that he was talking about in True Detective is like, man, that wasn't a script. I just think they were like, Matthew, just give us your philosophy on what's happening in the world right now. And make it as weird as possible. Crush a beer can. Explain what the beer can is, man. While McConaughey began his career as a goofy hunk in films like Dazed and Confused and The Wedding Planner. Wait a minute. So we got trivia hijinks, and now suddenly Wooderson is a goofy hunk? Who wrote this?
Slacker.com?
Slacker.com. Named after a Richard Linklater movie. He's not a goofy hunk. Now, maybe he played a couple of goofy hunks in those rom-coms he did in the 90s, but he's not... Wooderson is not a goofy hunk. His evolution into a sophisticated actor in the Dallas Buyers Club and True Detective allowed him to endorse more sophisticated brands like Lincoln. No mention of Wild Turkey here. Yeah, no mention of Wild Turkey.
I'm sorry, it's Stacker, not Slacker.
Stacker?
Stacker wrote this article.
Okay, Stacker. Okay. Well, whoever is at Stacker describing Jeopardy as trivia hijinks and Dave Wooderson as a goofy hunk needs to be stacked somewhere.
Jason Kessler.
Goofy hunk. This man is not a goofy hunk.
Say, man, you got a joint?
No.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
This is really one of the greatest characters in the history of cinema. And I'm not exaggerating on that one. He's one of the best characters ever. All right. Brooke Shields. When she was just 15 years old, Brooke Shields started an ad for Calvin Klein's that featured the famous line, "What gets between me and my Calvin's? Nothing." Man, that was so controversial I remember that. Because I'm the same age as Brooke Shields. Brooke Shields and I are, I think, are just a few days apart, actually. And I remember I was like, you know, I was her age, and I was like, whoa, what's going on with that commercial? She was no stranger to controversy at that point, having starred as a child prostitute in Pretty Baby, and she was barely clothed castaway in the Blue Lagoon. 37 years after her original 1980 ad campaign, she starred in another Calvin Klein ad at age 52, modeling the brand's lingerie. How did I miss that? All right. Now, has she done any other endorsements? I mean, obviously, Calvin Klein's done.
Yeah, I want to say she's done something for like a home, something like a furniture or home design line.
Yeah, I think you're right. But she's done more. I think she's done more. I'm positive she's done more than just Calvin Klein. Oh, wait. She's done makeup and stuff, right? Cover Girl, things like that, I think. If she hasn't, she should, because she's beautiful. But I think she's done sort of either perfume or makeup, that kind of stuff. What about that weirdo commercial with Natalie Portman? It's a perfume commercial. Those perfume commercials are just ridiculous. You remember in SNL, Dan, in the late 80s, when they did an Obsession commercial, and it was a series of Obsession commercials. It was Phil Hartman and Jan Hooks were in one of them, and it was hilarious. That was back when the Obsession commercials were like, the first set of perfume commercials where you watched it and afterwards you go, the hell was that? What was that even advertising? I don't even understand what that was. So they did this really great. I mean, obviously, Jan Hooks and Phil Hartman, two of the funniest people ever that ever lived, did this really hilarious takeoff on Calvin Klein Obsession. And they've done a bunch of them on SNL, a bunch of those takeoffs. But I think, there's one, this Natalie Portman one. Have you seen this one, Dan? Natalie Portman?
There's a new one. I only remember the old one with her escaping a marriage via helicopter.
Oh, no, it's a new one. There's a new one where she's like running down the beach or something, and she's in a house with a guy, and she leaves him, and then like looks at the camera, and goes, "What would you do for love?" What the hell is this? Those commercials are ridiculous. You know, and I love Natalie Portman. I think she's fantastic. What about the one with Kristen Stewart? Have you seen this one?
I have not.
Kristen Stewart. I think it's a perfume commercial, and it makes no sense whatsoever. But it's got Kristen Stewart in it. She's lovely to look at. And she's like breaking through cloth and jumping through. I don't even know what the hell it is. I want to say it. It's a perfume. Maybe it's a Calvin Klein commercial. I don't know. There's that. We see you've got Natalie Portman running around, okay, making no sense. What would you do for love or whatever the hell it is? You got Kristen Stewart jumping through hoops and stuff, barely dressed.
That would be Gabrielle, the new fragrance from Chanel.
That's Kristen Stewart?
Yes.
Okay. She's lovely. I like looking at the commercial. It just doesn't make any sense. And then the other one is Keira Knightley. And they're all very similar. Like, they're similar in the way that they look. There's the same sort of, like, types, the same body types and stuff. And I don't know if they're all for the same, and if they're all for the same company, but they all, you know.
Yes, Keira Knightley is also Chanel.
Okay. So then maybe that's the kind of woman that they want to advertise to. Who looks like that?
Right,
because they're all they're all very, very similar, and they're all lovely and beautiful ladies, and I don't mind looking at them at all. But the commercials are just weird.
The queen of those, though, is Charlize Theron.
Oh yeah,
all of those. I mean, there's a new one out right
Charlize
now.
Charlize Theron, yeah,
yeah, and like just again, it's I don't know how she makes a catwalk into everything she walks on, but somehow she does in those commercials.
Yeah, I would love her to do a commercial. As Furiosa. That would be badass. If she did like a perfume or one of those weird designer commercials, but she's dressed as Furiosa. Come on, man. I'd buy stock in that company if they did that. I'd start wearing ladies' perfume if the spokesperson was Furiosa, if she was dressed like Furiosa. All right. We have to break here. We got weather coming up here. And then we'll take a break and we'll come back and we've got more celebrity. What are your favorite celebrity endorsements and weirdo perfume commercials? Welcome back, everybody. Wildcard Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wildcard Wednesday. That is any artist, any song, anything. 312-981-7200. And that was Carol from Brookfield who wanted to hear Bob Welch with Precious Love. And that ends our theme of love songs this morning. Okay. Hey, we haven't had a TV theme this morning, have we?
It's a strange morning because a lot of the songs have themes. We did political themes earlier in the show. We did love songs.
Yep.
There is an anniversary song after 4:30, and then after 4:45, we will get our TV theme.
We'll get at least one TV theme song, which on Wildcard Wednesday, we always get at least one. All right. Thanks for participating, everybody. It's fun. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Welcome back. We're here live in the Allstate Skyline studio, and we were talking about some memorable sometimes weird celebrity endorsements for products and your favorite celebrity-endorsed commercials. How about Peyton Manning? Peyton Manning is one of the most recognizable faces in sports, and as an elite quarterback, in the NFL, his approachable everyman demeanor made him the highest paid endorser in the league with $12 million endorsements a year. He's got a ton, right? Is he at Nationwide? Is on your side? He's on that with whoever the hell the country guy is.
Brad Paisley.
Oh, okay, Brad Paisley. But he's got that one. He's got a ton, right, Peyton Manning?
Papa John's.
Yeah. Yeah. What about his brother? Does he have any?
They did the football on your phone rap song. Oh,
that's right. Which, of course, was played here on the show. Rick Geezer brought that in. All right. Peyton Manning's funny, man. I think Peyton Manning's very funny. He was very, when he's hosted Saturday Night Live a couple times, he's very funny. Oh, look at this. We got a ton of texts coming in. 847, Sam Elliott doing the beef commercials. I love beef. It's what's for dinner. Good Sam Elliott. You got to love Sam Elliott. Steve says Broadway Joe in legs. Yeah, Joe Namath wearing pantyhose in the legs commercial. 331 says, how about Ricardo Montalban for Chrysler? Oh, yes. Corinthian. Yes, Corinthian leather. 815 area code, Orson Welles for wine. Yeah, Gallo wine. Now, Dan, have you ever seen the outtakes?
I have.
Oh, my God. Orson Welles bombed. Like, I believe he drank 5-6 gallons of wine while they were trying to shoot this thing. And because the two people that are in the commercial with him, because they have to pour wine. And he keeps screwing up his lines because he's completely annihilated, Orson Welles. And so they have to keep re-pouring, like, and pouring over and over again. Like, I can't remember how many takes it is, but it's on YouTube. You can see just Orson Welles drunk Gallo. We serve no wine before it's time. There's also, I believe, audio of him getting notes from a director while doing a commercial for frozen peas.
Right.
And you got, first of all, you know, he's just doing I realize he's just doing like a frozen pea commercial, and that you're the director of the frozen pea commercial. You don't give notes to Orson Welles. Like, if I were the director of anything and Orson Welles, I would not give him one note. He's Orson Welles. You know, one of the greatest filmmakers that has ever lived and one of the greatest directors of all time. You don't give Orson Welles notes. This guy, who was in charge of the frozen pea commercials, was giving him line readings, and Orson Welles was not having it. Doug Plank for watertight basements. Oh, yeah, I kind of remember that. Steve Ontiveros for Hairline Creations. Dan, you're too young to remember Steve Ontiveros, right?
I am too young.
Oh, he was a handsome cub. Wild Bill says George Brett endorsed Preparation H. Well, that's the thing. You know, George Brett, arguably one of the best baseball players that's ever played the game. But the first thing that I think of when I think George Brett, the first two things that I think of when I think George Brett, and this is really a shame. It's a damn shame, because George Brett is truly one of the greatest baseball players of all time. And the first two things that I think of, if you mention George Brett, are hemorrhoids and pine tar. Those are the first two things. And this guy has some incredible numbers, has played played baseball for a long time, one of the best pro baseball players of all time. And seriously, the first thing if you say George Brett to me, the first thing I think of is hemorrhoids and pine tar. That's the first thing I think of. And that's really too bad. 815 area code says the H. John Benjamin for Arby's is really weird. Yes, it is. Emo says Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble for Winston cigarettes. We've played that audio a bunch of times, and it's fantastic. You know, a children's cartoon endorsing cigarettes with Fred and Barney smoking away. 312 area code says Macho Man Randy Savage and Pocket Meat. Wait a minute, what? It's Slim Jims.
I think we established yesterday.
You can put that as Pocket Meat. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so it says, snap it to a Slim Jim. Oh, yeah. So, by the way, I'm looking at the TV, Dan, on Channel 9. As you know, we always have and Jeremy Colleton is on right now. They're like showing like a press conference, and they're showing him at the practice. He looks like he's 12 years old. He's at the dry erase board, and he's like writing out plays and stuff at the practice. And I'm like, who is this 5-year-old who's, he looks like he looks 10. He's 33 years old, so I'm 20 years older than this guy, and he's now coaching the Blackhawks. He looks like he's 11 years old. I thought he was giving a presentation, you know.
Mm-hmm. I remember one of our past, when did you last feel old?
Yeah.
You know, somebody texted in, was when I realized I was older than every Major League Baseball player, and then you said it's also when you realize that you're older than some of the coaches.
Yeah. Yeah. absolutely. I'm 20 years older than the coach of the Chicago Blackhawks. I want to let that sink in for a second. I am 20 years older than the coach of the Chicago Blackhawks. You know, I was like, some of the players are older than him. They're probably looking at him going, who is this kid?
Four of them.
Yeah.
And, I think Kevin Powell said Brent Seabrook played with him.
Seabrook played. All right. Well, that wasn't big news at all in the morning. I wasn't shocked at all at 8 o'clock in the morning when I got the news that Quenneville got fired. That wasn't shocking at all. It didn't make me angry at all. I wasn't confused and angry for the entire day. All right. Let's break. News is coming up next, then we'll talk more about celebrity endorsements. Learning something new this morning. That's a request for Wildcard Wednesday. You mean Wildcard Wednesday? Multiple texters requested this. Gordon Lightfoot's The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. The anniversary is this weekend. Wow. Multiple texters knew that?
Yep.
That's astonishing. For the episode of Seinfeld where Elaine says they're talking about the Edmund Fitzgerald, the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and Elaine says that Gordon Lightfoot, and she's like, Gordon Lightfoot was the ship, right? Edmund Fitzgerald was the artist. Gordon Lightfoot was the ship, and Jerry goes, yeah, it was struck by the Cat Stevens. That's the episode where you find out that that Kramer knows everything about any kind of nautical crash that has happened, any kind of sea crash that's happened. He has all the details.
Before we get too far away, we did promise a TV theme for 4:45, but your dad called in, and you know when your dad calls in, we make an instant request.
So he made a request.
He wanted to hear this because it's a song, much like Your Tears for Fears, that he played nonstop incessantly when it came out, and it's this.
Oh yeah. My dad, Shy Coltrane. That's the artist, Shy Coltrane. I think that was her only hit, "Thunder and Lightning" by Shy Coltrane. And I can attest to the fact that my dad played that song all the time. Not that I'm complaining, because it's a great song. But yes, Dan, my dad was not exaggerating when he said he played the hell out of it, and he did. It was one of his favorite songs of all time. I am living proof that he played the hell out of Shy Coltrane's Thunder and Lightning. All right. Thank you for the instant request, for playing the instant request for my dad. Here's a text. By the way, we're talking about celebrity endorsements, maybe the worst, the weirdest, or the most fun, and the products that they endorse. 312-981-7200. Eddie Volkman, Eddie, my main man, Eddie. Thank you for listening. Eddie Volkman says, my father, Harry Volkman, did a short-lived commercial for some supplemental life insurance company. One day while sitting in a bar, I saw his commercial back to back with my auto insurance commercial, and I thought, there's the family legacy, father and son insurance salesman. That's pretty funny. Do you think the local programmers knew what they were doing? Were they like, let's put the Volkman family back to back for their insurance commercials? Mike from Novak Construction says, Nancy Walker for Bounty paper towels. The thing about that, though, Mike from Novak Construction, and by the way, you guys got the Thanksgiving stuff up quick, man. It was like literally November 1st, your Thanksgiving stuff was on the roof, and all of that crazy Halloween stuff was gone. But here's the difference, Dan, about Nancy Walker for Bounty paper towels. She didn't play Nancy Walker; she played a character. So it wasn't like, "Hi, I'm Nancy Walker. Here's Bounty." She played, was her name Marge? And she was a waitress. She played a waitress in a diner. I think it was Marge. Her name was Marge. So she actually wasn't like, I am celebrity Nancy Walker, here, enjoy.
Rosie.
Rosie, right, Rosie. That's it, of course, Rosie. The quicker picker-upper. And she was a real smart aleck, too, Rosie. Like, somebody would spill something, you know, on the counter, because that's how, that's, you know, she would have to pull the Bounty paper towels out, because there's some idiot in the diner at the counter is always spilling stuff. So a guy spills, like, a cup of coffee. She goes, nice going, hot shot. Like, she's a real, like, you keep talking like that, Rosie, you're going to blow your tip. That's not going to. 708 area code, Keanu for that motorcycle company. Yeah, that's, those are weird, too, man. Those are weird commercials, too. Keanu's a weird dude, though. So, Peter in Decatur said another Joe Namath was Noxema. Oh, yeah. By the way, you know what nobody has mentioned? O.J. Simpson for Hertz Rent-A-Car. Nobody.
We did it. We got Glenn called in with that one. I was typing it up for him.
Oh, yeah. Who can forget that one? All right. How about Oprah Winfrey? The most sincere celebrity endorsements happen when the celebrity actually uses the product. Oprah Winfrey has struggled openly with her weight for years, so her longtime pairing with Weight Watchers feels quite uniquely authentic. As an added bonus, Oprah sits on the board of the corporation and invested heavily in the company. This has made her hundreds of millions of dollars in profit. Ah, yes. Oprah and Weight Watchers. Ray Charles, you got the right one, baby. 1991 Super Bowl commercial for Diet Pepsi. While Charles had appeared in Coca-Cola commercials in the 60s, the pop culture aficionados associate the singer with Pepsi thanks to this ultra-popular ad campaign. Will Ferrell, most celebrities are happy to admit that they do endorsements because they require a small amount of work and they get paid handsomely. Will Ferrell, on the other hand, decided to make commercials for regional beer brand Old Milwaukee because he likes, quote, good crappy beer. Wait, I don't even remember this. Will Ferrell did Old Milwaukee commercials?
Yeah, they're, as I said, they were only regional. Some are on YouTube.
Oh, man, I got to watch those. Because he likes good crappy beer. Well, the Old Milwaukee is good crappy beer. The series of ads aired mainly in local markets. In 2012, he starred in a Super Bowl commercial for the brand as well, but it only aired in North Platte, Nebraska. Yeah, oh, I'm going to have to look these up. Will Ferrell doing Old Milwaukee commercials? That's pretty awesome. Let's see. 847 area code says Mean Joe Green and the jersey for the Coke commercial. Classic. Classic. Olympic skier Susie Chaffee, call me Susie Chapstick. Ah, yes, I remember that. 815 area code, Brooke Shields is now doing Lazy Boy. Oh, yeah, she's doing Lazy Boy commercials. That's what it was. That's what we couldn't quite put our finger on. It's the Lazy Boy commercials, yeah. 773 area code says Marie Osmond does Nutrisystem. That's another one of those personally endorsed, I actually use the product things. 847 area code, Johnny Depp buries his jewelry in a desert. Oh, that's another one. I think that's for a men's fragrance, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a fragrance.
And it's Johnny Depp in the dressed like, you know, multiple scarf weirdo Johnny Depp. And he's like digging a hole in the desert.
Yeah, Dior.
Those are the dumbest. I'm telling you, those are the most ridiculous, weirdest commercials. Anything that involves like a scent are ridiculous. 773 area code says, my vote goes to Wilford Brimley, the angriest looking promo man a medical supply company could have ever found. You got diabetes? Check your blood. Check it every day, or I'm going to kick your ass. I'm Wilford Brimley. I got diabetes. Uh, 630 area code says Bruce Willis as Bruno selling wine coolers. Oh, yeah. Hey, who were the two dudes? Bartles and James, right? And they those guys weren't Bartles and James, right? They were actors.
Right, they were actors.
They were actors portraying Bartles and James. Ross says, how about Aaron Rodgers in the State Farm insurance commercials?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. George Foreman He did the George Foreman grill. Well, we know that. That's where he's made most of his money. The old George Foreman grill, of which both you and I and Esmeralda have owned one over the years. Speaking of Esmeralda, Esmeralda will be back on the show Friday.
Yeah.
She's going to come in 2 o'clock and hang out with us for 3 hours. Skip Skipley's going to show up, and we're going to do some regular features that we always do with Esmeralda, and we'll catch up with her, the lovely Esmeralda Leon, who we miss terribly here on the show on a regular basis, on a daily basis. But we're going to have her come back every few weeks to make an appearance here and hang out with us for most of the show. So that's going to be up on Friday morning. All right. Let us take a break, shall we? Let me enjoy giving you the forecast. 301 area code requesting Milton the Monster theme song. Why don't I know this? Milton the Monster.
Only aired for three seasons, 65 to 68.
That was the first three seasons of my life, so that's probably why I don't remember.
ABC, Milton the Monster, a Frankenstein-looking monster with flat top, seemed hollow head, which emitted various quantities of white steam or smoke based upon his mood or situation.
Oh. I would probably recognize the image if I saw it. I probably would. So, all right, well, there you go. There's our final Wild Card Wednesday. We're going to have another Wild Card Wednesday! 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you want to jump in. We're back to celebrity endorsements of products. Coming up at 5 o'clock is Steve Grzanich. And coming up next, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. All right, let's get back to some of these celebrity endorsements. Taylor Swift, who, by the way, the candidate that Taylor Swift endorsed didn't work out too well. You heard about that, right, Dan?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. It was a Tennessee candidate that she endorsed and went out of her way to talk about and post about, and that person lost. Taylor Swift and kittens. That was the secret recipe for Diet Coke commercials featuring the pop star, whose partnership with the brand began in 2013. Billboard called the ads the cutest Diet Coke commercial you're ever going to see, and the campaign coincided with Swift transforming from country music darling to full-fledged pop princess. She's done other stuff, right, hasn't she? Besides Diet Coke? She must, right?
Yeah, I'm sure there's other things.
Drake. Hip-hop artist Drake has a favorite soda, and that soda's Sprite. At least that's what he'd like you to believe based on his commercials, which started in 2010 and portray the soft drink as a liquid muse he uses while to write his raps. The partnership lasted for 5 years as Drake became one of the biggest names in hip-hop and found his lyrics printed on Sprite cans in 2015. Hey, I just saw a commercial with animated. Is it Drake? It's like a sort of claymation, Santa Claus is coming to town kind of animated thing. And it's for Sprite Cranberry, which I'm interested in because I enjoy cranberry juice very, very much. And I guess it's only going to be around for the holidays because it's cranberry flavored. But it's like Sprite Cranberry, and I want to say it's an animated Drake. It is an animated hip-hop star. I'm getting Drake all mixed up now. I'm saying that he's the one that's animated and drinking Sprite Cranberry, and he's the one that has the 9 million pairs of Air Jordans. So. All right, Jennifer Garner wants you to sign up for Capital One Venture. She even wants her dad to sign up for one. The partnership started in 2014 and led to a prolific cottage industry of Jennifer Garner ads, fans of her commercial work. Jay-Z, the rapper, has a stake in Ace of Spades Champagne. He mentioned the brand back in 2006 on his song Show Me What You Got as an affront to offensive comments from a Cristal executive. He bought the entire Ace of Spades label in 2014. I've never even heard of Ace of Spades. You know what Ace of Spades is? The Motorhead song. That's what it is. Don't care about the champagne. The Motorhead song, and it'll always be a Motorhead song. Shaquille O'Neal. Shaquille O'Neal is no stranger to endorsements. As one of the most beloved NBA players in history, O'Neal has endorsed everything from Buick to Taco Bell to Radio Shack. Even in his post-playing career as an NBA analyst on TNT, he's still raking in the dough from endorsements like Pain Relief Medicine, Icy Hot, and a Carnival Cruise Line.
One of my favorite commercials on the air right now is one of his general spots.
Yeah.
And he's talking about how he didn't have insurance when he was younger, but as he got older, he warmed up to the idea. But he's drinking a cup of coffee, and he just starts laughing into the line about how much, you know, as he got older, he wanted to have insurance, and he breaks and just drinks a cup of coffee, and they just use that take.
They use that take.
It's like, all right.
I know the Icy Hot. I've seen that. That's all over the place too. Radio Shack. That worked out real well. Yeah, Justin Timberlake. In 2003, Justin Timberlake signed a worldwide marketing deal with McDonald's, all revolving around the song I'm Lovin' It. The simple jingle became immensely popular, and it was only revealed later that the song was written specifically for the campaign instead of the other way around. So, wait a minute. How did I not know that Justin Timberlake wrote I'm Lovin' It?
Yeah, and sang it.
How... I'm like the president of the Justin Timberlake fan club. How did I not know that? And wow... What kind of money is he making on that? Hey, what's the commercial where he's sticking raspberries in? He's sticking blueberries into raspberries.
Yeah.
Is it a yogurt commercial?
No. It's the five.
Oh, it's the drink.
The
drink thing.
Right. I think it's called Bi.
Yeah. Where he's sticking blueberries into raspberries. Catherine Zeta-Jones. Back in the early days of cell phones, each big brand fought for its customer base with a series of clever commercials. Verizon staked its future on a bespectacled man asking if people could hear him. And Sprint PCS had a mysterious man in a trench coat investigating cellular emergencies. T-Mobile opted to go the celebrity route with actress Catherine Zeta-Jones, who served as global spokesperson from 2002 until she was dropped in 2006. Okay. Kim Kardashian, if you follow her Instagram account, who doesn't? I can't go to sleep at night until I've checked Kim Kardashian's Instagram account at least 5 to 10 times. It may seem like there's nothing she won't endorse. Diet teas, beauty products, gummy hair vitamins, they've all made her feed, but she was doing endorsements even before she became a pop culture staple as she is today. Skechers featured Kardashian in a Super Bowl ad for their Shape Ups line back in 2011. The company paid a lofty $40 million settlement in a year later in response to a class action lawsuit that disputed the shoe's health claims. Oh my God, really? Rob Lowe. Oh, the DirecTV commercials are hilarious. With old Rob Lowe. Those were hilarious. There's a funny subgenre of celebrity endorsements where the celebrity endorsers provide a little self-deprecating humor. Rob Lowe's DirecTV commercials are wonderful examples of this niche. The campaign featured Lowe and various alter egos as they tried to convince viewers to ditch cable and upgrade to Seattle. Move to Seattle. Satellite TV service. Unfortunately, the commercials were determined to be making false claims, and DirecTV parted ways with Lowe. Yeah. Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Aniston rose to fame as a cast member of Friends more than 20 years ago, but she's still one of the highest-grossing actresses in the country, and that's mainly because of her successful endorsement career. She's hyped Windows 95, Diet Coke, Smartwater, most recently Aveeno. Her commercial success can be attributed to her wholesomeness and general likability. And then this last one, Dan, blast from the past, John Hossman and Justin Long as a PC and a Mac. I almost forgot what they were called. So, all right. All right, let's break. By the way, speaking of TV, Dan Feinberg is going to join us tomorrow, but the news is up next after this.